Hi, this is Claire Casey. You're listening to Wake Up Gorgeous, Hour 6. Stun him by naming and understanding his most secret needs, fears, and desires. This section's a little bit longer, but stick with me and we'll make it through. You'll be totally set by the time you get to your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note at the end. If you're a confident woman who's filled with life and energy, you'll already have much of what attracts a man and keeps him circling your yard like a love-starved golden retriever. And the more you know about what really drives him, the more he'll be begging for your attention. Because it's a basic, driving human desire to be known and still accepted. Now, there are at least 6 forces of nature at work within a man. 1, he loves an adventure and the thrill of the chase. 2, deep down, he's afraid of failure. 3, he's very much driven by hormones. 4, he desperately wants to feel needed and admired as a man. 5, most of the time, he's very task and goal oriented. And 6, he's bad with expressing and understanding complex feelings. Once you start to understand those forces that are driving them from the inside, you can make them feel like, out of all the women in the world, only you really understand them, and they will be yours forever. Here's the first one, the adventure and the thrill of the chase. Now, there's an inherent trap in this one, and you definitely don't want to fall into it. It's called forever playing hard to get. On the one hand, your time and attention should not be so easy to win that he doesn't have to do anything. But you don't want to act completely disinterested and unimpressed, I mean, unless you are, with the efforts he makes to win your glance. The key is imbalance. Enter the game with all your heart, but do remember that it's a game, and most of the fun in a game is in the playing of it. Don't just bow and surrender the instant you sense his interest in you. There's no chase if the quarry can be instantly caught. Keep the adventure alive. Choose interesting, even edgy things for the two of you to do. What could the two of you do together that would set your pulse racing? Here's a handful of ideas. See a scary movie. Try an unusual food together. Gator burger, anybody? Join forces in a co-rec game of flag football. Visit a volcano. Share a picnic at a dam, a reservoir, or out on a beach jetty. Go paragliding or indoor kart racing. Toss pebbles off a bridge into a rushing river. Take a sailing lesson together. Try geocaching or join an urban scavenger hunt. Visit the aquarium at shark feeding time. Sneak up onto the roof of a high-rise building. Get tickets to the races. Plan a movie or other semi-public venue makeout session. Watch a boxing match together. Go swim with the manatees. Take him to the shooting range. Travel to a place with breathtaking aerial vistas. You get the idea. Here's the second one, fear of failure. Of course, everybody fails at something. It's just part of the process of working at a task, learning a skill, or just being part of the human race. But guys have a lot tied up in this one. They were brought up to believe that they needed to have full control and mastery over the outer world of action and accomplishment. They're expected to control things as well as fix them when they're broken. Growing up, how often did your man hear things like, "You lifted that big heavy rock, you're so strong. A base hit, good for you. Dad needs your help in carrying in all the moving boxes. Look at you, you put together that entire puzzle. You're such a fast runner. Son, while I'm gone, look after your mother for me. Wow, you made a spaceship out of your Legos. Please help your little sister. She's not as strong as you are. Great, you helped me fix the sink. You see what I mean? They're expected to be masters, controllers, and fixers. Boys' games seem to reinforce that outward mastery. Balls, building blocks, tools, games, toy soldiers, races, action figures, toy cars, model airplanes. Guys grow up basing their self-esteem on their aptitude with these things. So this also makes it hard for guys to say, I'm sorry, because that would imply that they failed at something or did something wrong. Likewise, they tend to resist reading self-help books, and they're often reluctant to see a therapist or a counselor for the same reason. So there are several things you can do to avoid triggering his defense mechanisms or his I failed response, and instead make him feel like a successful man in every way. Number one, learn what he's really good at and call on those skills. My man is a math god. There is no math he does not naturally desire to master or at least explore. He's also a game and a puzzle fiend. And when we were in college, I used to ask him for tutoring as often as I could. And I frequently set up study dates where I could invite him to help me. I also phoned excitedly when I did well on a math exam or quiz. He was as proud as a cat with 8 smart kittens and a dish of cream to boot. And he was always eager to teach me more, much more, as it turned out, and had very little to do with math. So learn what he's good at and call on those skills. Number 2, when things get emotional, give him some life preservers to hang on to. Don't expect him to swim in the same ocean you do without a little extra help. So try setting a time limit on emotional issues. Say things like, we can talk about this for half an hour before we head out. Give him some breathing room. So you can offer him a day or two of space. Say something like, how about we take a look at this again tomorrow? Don't exaggerate when you're upset. Women tend to dramatize our feelings, which has the effect of a giant ocean wave crashing over a man's head. Try to keep the drama and exaggeration to a minimum, and you may find your troubles are more easily solved. Tell your man exactly what you want from him. If you only want him to listen and you don't need him to solve your problem for him, tell him that. If you want him to hold you while you cry, let him know. Don't make your man guess or he'll feel unable to be successful. So that's all about giving him life preservers to hang on to when things get emotional. Here's number 3. Give him specific metrics so he can measure his success. Now, this means letting him know specifically what things you would love to have him do and be for you. In other words, find ways to regularly measure what you want out of the relationship and give him goals and tasks to accomplish. For example, if you want him to choose the restaurant for your date, let him know that. Then give him feedback like, oh, that was the perfect little spot. You knew how much I love Greek food. Or, I had a great time at the International Food Festival. I am so glad you took me. If you like it when he drives, hand him the keys. If you prefer quiet experiences together rather than dates in noisy, crowded arenas, don't make him guess. Let him know and praise him for making your time together intimate and romantic. Here's a big one. Don't hint that your birthday or another big event is arriving soon. Tell him outright that you cannot wait to plan something special together for the big day. Discuss options and thank him for making you feel awesome. Here's a bonus insider tip. This is the free pass idea. Anything that involves complex relational or emotional navigation is going to tax him pretty seriously. While he's likely to want to do some of those things because they're so important to you, keep in mind this free pass idea. Offer him a free pass to not attend something he doesn't want to go to. Be willing to let him bail out of one of your girlfriend clubbing dates, for example, with no guilt and no recriminations. Or if you have a huge family reunion and you absolutely want him there, make sure there's a way he can also escape for a few hours. Scope out the other fun things for him to do nearby in advance, or make sure he can go back to the hotel for some rest and recovery time on one of the 3 days you'll be there. You will win his undying gratitude, and it won't even cost you that much. That's the free pass idea. Here's another one of the issues that you're going to be dealing with as you name and understand his most secret needs, fears, and desires. This one is all about the hormones that drive him. Of course he adores you. And no, he didn't see that nearly naked Angelina lookalike strut past. He emphatically didn't see her. And by emphatically didn't, I mean, of course, that his entire body was on high alert and his normal conversational brain utterly blanked out for a second while his porn brain flashed through 5 unique sexual scenarios in which she was the primary actress with him. Your man has a pulse that never quits flooding his system with hormones. His eyeballs can't be separated from his hormonal responses. And even though he, hopefully, knows better than to gawk and whistle at every woman who captures his attention, especially when he's with you, he's still likely to know those other drool-worthy women are around. And yes, he thinks about sex most of the time. And by most, I mean all. He imagines sex with that barista, those soccer moms, other men's girlfriends and or wives, the woman at the driver's license agency, your sister, his cousin, and even that crazy lady with the cats. That does not mean he's going to do anything about it. But the pictures do flash through his head. What you can do is A, be aware of this as a simple fact of a man's life. B, understand that just because he looks doesn't mean he's not happy with you. And C, give him a tiny little release valve. Here's what I mean by that last one. Let's say that blonde goddess just strolled past you, past you both, on her way into the Victoria's Secret. Make your own visual observation. Now, it shouldn't be mean-spirited, and it definitely shouldn't set up negative comparisons with yourself. Her breasts may, in fact, be 3 times the size of yours, but believe me, he's thrilled with yours because he gets to see and touch them. So, your observation can be just your own simple note on the drool factor, something like one of these. Those 6-inch heels sure showed off her sexy legs. Oh, she's beautiful. There's a lot to admire about that body. Beach babe alert, hottie at 4 o'clock. Ooh, there's a bunch of luggage in those Daisy Dukes. I'm pretty sure she's wearing a thong with those jeans. Whoa, every guy here is checking out that babe. Now, if he's smart, he won't take the conversation any further, or not much further. But even if he does, you can pull the rug completely out from under him and make his brain do a screaming U-turn in your direction. Try this on for hot. You know, I don't think she was wearing underwear. I plan to do that tomorrow. Would you like that? If I wore a skirt that tight, I'd definitely want to take it off as soon as possible. We're going to have to do something about the ache that woman just gave you. Maybe we should head home now. When we get out to the car, I think I'm going to let you see more of mine than you just saw of hers. Which body part of mine is the one you like most to see exposed in public? That gives me an idea. Could you step back here with me for just a moment? See what I mean? I think you do. All right. His need to be needed and admired as a man. This one's pretty easy, and we've already discussed it a little bit in hour 5. Guys want to feel like they have something you need, and like they can do something helpful or valuable for you. And they want to be admired for being the man you are. So here's a simple list of 39 ways you can make your man feel needed and admired. I know you can add a lot more to this, but I'm just going to read them off to you and let you start to get the sense of how this is going to work. Put him in charge of directions. That's right, you heard me. Never expect him to read your mind. Let him order for you. Thank him for the things he does. Let him walk you to your car in a dark parking lot. Let him walk you to your door. Patiently teach him how to show you his love. Consult him before making big plans. Stroke his ego in the bedroom. Give him clear signals when you're pleased. Hold his hand and snuggle up close to him. Brag about him to other people, even when he's not there. Laugh at his jokes. Let go of the small stuff. Ask him to flex his muscles so that you can feel them. Let him take up for you. Ask him to tell you about his work. Frame his race number. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Allow him to go into the dark house first. Seduce him. Ask him to get you things that are out of your reach. Focus your attention on what he's doing right. Ask for his advice when you face challenges. Let him take you to the gym and show you his workout. Pay attention to what he feels is important in life. Tell him he's handsome, gorgeous, irresistible. Be his biggest cheerleader. Set and work on goals together. Tell him you're proud of him. Invite him to explain something to you. Math, soccer, radio waves, cars. Grin and enjoy his inner dorkiness. Let him carry heavy things for you. Ask him to show you his old photo albums. Sincerely compliment him every day. Allow him to treat you like a lady. Wink at him from across a crowded room. Let him open that jar, wrestle that flat tire off, and pump your gas. Showcase his accomplishments to your friends. And hey, don't forget to use your powerful questions that you downloaded earlier. Okay, he's task and goal oriented. We've touched on this one a few times before, but the fact remains that men are simply less interested in doing anything if there's no, quote, reason that they can identify with for that activity. So aimless shopping at the mall for nothing in particular is out. But if you give your man half your grocery list and send him off with a cart, suddenly it becomes a mini adventure. Endless social events are toxic to him, but if you ask him to get his band to play for an event, man, he is in. It's hard for him to shoot hoops with friends without engaging in a little friendly competition. What's the point for him unless someone wins, i.e. accomplishes a goal? If given a choice, guys will also choose to do or accomplish one task at a time, whereas women are more likely to be mentally planning dinner, finishing a report that's due at work, while also listening to the radio and keeping the kids on task with their chores. So, what can you do to let him know that the way he's wired is not only acceptable to you, but actually valued? Play to his strengths. This doesn't mean that you should make a long honey-do list every day for him to get done, but if you can work a little bit of your of this task orientation into your daily life, you'll be amazed at how much more connected with you he will feel. Let him have specific tasks to accomplish in your relationship and thank him for being the way he is. He's intensely grateful you're the way you are, by the way. If the two of you weren't so very different, your chemistry together wouldn't be nearly as potent. Here's an insider tip, too. It's not that men aren't relational. In fact, that's very far from accurate. Men simply prefer to let relationships be a natural outflow of a common task. Building a shed, putting together a new sound system, restoring an old car, Think how guys bond with their buddies and you'll have a sense of how they go about creating relationships. All right, here's the last one. Not great with feelings. If you can keep from using heavy language about feelings and emotions in the early stages of your relationship, your man will feel a lot more like he's on solid ground. Yes, of course he has feelings, but he rarely thinks of things in the same complex ways that you do. Women are like Eskimos. Legend had it that Eskimos had over 100 words to describe snow. But for a guy, it's just snow. Check back periodically on those emotional life preservers that we talked about earlier. Setting a time limit on time spent talking about emotional issues, giving him a day or two of breathing room before tackling them again, not exaggerating when you're upset and telling him exactly what you want from him. It also helps just to be aware that this is probably not his strength. Don't force him to play on a field where his skills and styles of communication are not allowed. And you made it all the way to the end. Here's your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. It says this: my man is uniquely, powerfully, excitingly different. It arouses him to be known, accepted, and understood for the way he's naturally wired.